What's going on? Snip 2, Jackson Share Sports Radio. I know I have to keep the content fresh. I know it's been a pretty busy couple weeks. Got lacrosse, got a bunch of other stuff. But here we go. The GOAT talk. We got LeBron and we got Michael Jordan. Wow. Okay. So I saw a reel on Instagram and this was pretty inspiring to make this Snip 2 episode. It's been a while on Snip 2, but we're back. And it's pretty much to talk about LeBron versus MJ. And I mean, if we really want to compare games, points, rebounds, LeBron has more games. LeBron has more points. LeBron has more rebounds. LeBron has more assists. LeBron has less steals because Jordan was known for steals. And obviously his signature dunk. Then you've got blocks. LeBron has more blocks, has a lot more turnovers, and a lot more minutes played. But I think, honestly, if we want to talk about achievements, we could put Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain. But then again, you have to remember the eras that both of these guys were playing in. You know, you had for the Bulls, the Bulls in the 90s. Great. Michael Jordan had a lot of help, right? We get that. He had Scottie Pippen, who was amazing. Dennis Rodman was amazing. But you also have to remember the guys that he was playing, right? He was playing against guys, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, just that era. And the guys that were playing in that era for Michael Jordan were, I would say, equal to what LeBron is facing and has faced. You know, when LeBron was with the Heat in Miami, you know, they were playing teams like the Spurs, who were unbelievable. Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Danny Green, Manu Ginobili, just guys that were generational talents and inspirations to the game. So LeBron, I would say, has equal competition to Jordan throughout their careers. But if we want to talk about the GOAT, and I know I'm coming up on 2 minutes here, I honestly think that LeBron is the GOAT, not just because of the impact he's had on the game. I mean, hell, Jordan owns a shoe company, for God's sake. So honestly, I think they're equal in terms of generational talent. And obviously, in terms of accolades, we could go on all day. I think LeBron, with the ability that he's able to put up a solid 28 points per night. I mean, this is his every night game. He's putting up 29.5 points this season, 8.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists, shooting 50% from the field. That is incredible to do at his age. I mean, that he's 38 years old, guys. Give him a break. I think LeBron's the GOAT because he has been able to put these consistent numbers up throughout his career and consistently at the age of 28, put up these incredible numbers. And for me, that honestly solidifies him as the GOAT. I think he's, like it said on the Instagram reel, he's been the GOAT since the 2016 finals. And that was an incredible run by that Cavaliers team. I know it's 3 minutes. Snip 2, signing off, Jackson Share Sports Radio. We have Oral Roberts, Deshang Weaver coming on tomorrow. Signing off, Jackson Share Sports Radio. See you guys in the next episode. Peace out.